Hi, this is Ian with Larimer Locksmithing. How can I help you?
Hi, Ian. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Oh, excellent. Good to hear. I was just following up because we're having trouble processing the $15 payment for your call tracking number, and I didn't know if something was going on with the card that we have on file.
I updated my cards. I'm going to hop online and redo it.
Okay, so you know how to do it through the dashboard, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll make a note of it, and I'll circle back to the account and make sure that it got taken care of. So in the meantime, have a great rest of your day, okay?
All right, thanks. You too.
All right, unless you want me to, because I see that it's saying CVV error, which means you probably don't even have to give us the card number. We have that stored. We just need the new iteration.
Oh, okay. Yeah, then we can do that then.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, is it the Visa ending in 2074?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So what's the next one?
The new CVV is 714.
714, got it.
And the expiration is 0830.
0830, okay. So that should be good to go. Let me go ahead and try to process it, and then... It still says CVV error. Let me see if it's stuck. 8 of 30 was the expiration.
Let me double check it. I was off the head.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, it's 716.
716 for the CVV, but the expiration was still correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's 830 for the expiration, but 716. Okay, let me fix that. And now it should go through no problem. Oh, it says insufficient funds. So maybe there's something pending on it.
Yeah, probably. You know what? Actually, it's a good time to switch.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what? I'll just put it online here in a minute, if that's fine.
No, that's perfectly fine. That way you have time to figure out which card you want to use. So, again, like I said earlier, I'll circle back and make sure that it gets done. And then, in the meantime, have a nice weekend coming up, too, okay?
All right. You too.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.